1-800-345-3345.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything, and the show's live 7 nights per week. Once again, 855-453. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there and get you can post different things to the website. You find something online that you think's interesting. You submit it as show prep, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. The most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the site. Many more people will see whatever it is you think's interesting. Go to freetalklive.com and get involved. So we've been talking about gay parents, and maybe some, for some people at least, surprising statistics or a study with some interesting information about why gay parents are different, in some ways better than straight parents. And the first point you made here, and this is from Huffington Post?
Yes.
The first point you made is very interesting, in that gay people always, you know, 100% of the time, for the most part, are deciding to have children.
Right.
And so just simply the fact that someone would intend to have children automatically makes them more likely to be better parents, as opposed to, say, to straight people that happen to hook up one night, one of them got knocked up, and then all of a sudden they've got a kid.
Well, I mentioned before the break that I was curious as to how many people had, like, how many pregnancies were accidental, and they actually give the statistic here, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's also important to point out that, you know, not that, not to every, like, gay people, gay parents kind of have something to prove, right? Like, they're being more studied, more criticized as parents. So in addition to getting to choose or always having to choose to be parents, they're also, like, maybe trying harder because they're under more criticism.
Could be.
That's just an observation, but anyway, so gay parents tend to be more motivated, more committed than heterosexual parents on average because they choose to be parents, says Addie Goldberg, a psychologist at Clark University in Massachusetts who researches gay and lesbian parenting. Gays and lesbians rarely become parents by accident compared to almost 50% accidental pregnancy rate among heterosexuals. That translates to a greater commitment on average and more involvement. And while research indicates that kids of gay parents show few differences in achievement, mental health, social functioning, and other measures, these kids may have the advantage of open-mindedness, tolerance, and role models for equitable relationships, according to some research. Not only that, but gays and lesbians are likely to provide homes for difficult-to-place children in foster systems, studies show. Of course, this isn't to say hetero parents can't have the same qualities to the table. Gay adoption recently caused controversy in Illinois where Catholic Charity Adoption Services decided in November to cease offering services because the state refused funding unless the groups agreed not to discriminate against gays and lesbians. Rather than comply, Catholic Charities closed up shop. That seems, I mean, how much hate do you have to say, like, I mean, because you would think that if you're in the business of getting children adopted, that you would have your heart in the right place, right? Like, it's for the children.
Well, they believe gays are evil. And what was it the Pope said, that the gays were going to be contributing to the downfall of the entire world or something like that?
Yeah, they were like the worst thing ever for the human race.
Right. So if that's what you believe about gay people, then clearly you wouldn't want those gays to get their hands on children.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people that believe that, you know, if you're a gay man, that you're a pedophile. And, of course, there's no reason for this. It's just that there's certain propaganda out there. And there's just all kinds of misinformation and myths out there about gay people. And so they've just, they're bigots. What can you do about those people? You certainly shouldn't be forcing, you know, bigots to... What was it the government was trying to do to them?
The government was saying that they, I can't really say that I disagree with this. The state wouldn't fund them unless they didn't discriminate.
I see.
So it wasn't that they couldn't be in business, it's
right.
that they weren't going to give them money, which is
that
actually pretty honorable for the state. Not that the state is honorable, but I mean, usually they're not that...
It could be worse.
They're at least cutting funding, which normally is not something they do, so...
Yeah.
Catholic opposition aside, research suggests that gays and lesbian parents are actually a powerful resource for kids in need of adoption. According to 2007 report by the Williams Institute and the Urban Institute, 65,000 kids were living with adoptive gay parents between 2000 and 2002, with another 14,000 in foster homes headed by gays and lesbians. There are currently more than 100,000 kids in foster care in the United States. See,
is that it? I'm surprised it's not more than that.
Yeah.
100,000?
More than it says, so it doesn't give the total number. But to me, like, I just can't get behind, like, there's way too many kids that need homes, loving homes, for us to be picky about who their parents are, what kind of sex they have, basically.
Right. Well, I mean, these people that that are discriminating or bigoted against gay people would rather have these kids rotting in an adoption
and
or an
how
orphanage.
Many, I would like to know how many kids, if you feel like that out there, if you're listening and you feel like this is wrong, how many kids have you adopted? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, good question. You know, I was talking on online recently, I think it was Facebook, and the topic of kids came up, and somebody was very happy to have found out that he was not going to be a father, and I said, that's great news, because he had said it was great news, and everybody was wondering what it was, and he revealed that he had found out that he wasn't going to be a father, and that was the great news, and I agreed with that, and I said, yeah, that's why I'm glad I have a vasectomy, because I don't have to worry about getting that good news, and I don't have to worry about getting the bad news either. And somebody came back and said, well, yeah, but you'd be a great parent, you know, which, of course, is what a lot of people say.
So that means you should be.
And so then I said, well, you know, if I want to, I can always adopt. If I decide I want to be a parent down the line, I can always make that choice and I can adopt. And the response was, yeah, but then the kid won't look like you. Okay. I can't believe that people would really people come from that perspective. You want to have a kid so you can have one that looks like you?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it either.
It really kind of creeped me out. I mean, what?
I think that's really important
to
a lot of people.
That's your motivation? You want to have a little you running around? No thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like parents, a lot of parents will, like, want to relive their lives through you. So maybe that's where that's coming from.
Yeah. But it was the first time I'd ever heard that just thrown out there so blatantly.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah, it creeped me out.
So, to continue on, an October 2011 report by Evan Donaldson Adoption Institute found that of gay and lesbian adoptions at more than 300 agencies, 10% of the kids placed were older than 6, typically a difficult age to adopt out. About 25% were older than 3, 60% of gays and lesbians adopted across races, which is important given that minority children in foster homes tend to linger. More than half of the kids adopted by gays and lesbians had special needs. So basically what they're saying is gays and lesbians are much more compassionate with their adopting. Like, they don't care if it looks like them, basically.
Yeah. Much more willing to accept someone who's different.
The report didn't compare the adoption...
Not surprised. I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not either. The report didn't compare the adoption preferences of gay couples directly with those of heterosexual couples, said author David Brudzinski, research director at the Institute... and co-editor of Adoption by Gays and Lesbian, A New Dimension, Family Diversity. But research suggests that gays and lesbians are more likely than heterosexuals to adopt older, special needs, and minority children, he said. Part of that could be their own preferences, and part of it could be because discrimination by adoption agencies that puts more difficult children with what caseworkers see as less desirable parents. That's really sad.
Interesting.
No matter how you slice it, Brudzinski said, gays and lesbians are highly interested in adoption as a group. The 2007 report on the Urban Institute also found that more than half of gay men and 41% of lesbians in the U.S. would like to adopt. That adds up to an estimated 2 million gay people who are interested in adoption.
But how many can't? How many of those 2 million are just being prohibited from it?
I'm not sure if it goes on to say that.
I bet it's a fair amount.
I'm sure
it
is.
Like you said, a lot of them are run by the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Control of the airwaves. 1-855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. The foreign country is going bankrupt, and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace. Do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want and dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Oh, and those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You just go click and download and get as many of them as you want, all the way back to late 2006. Free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you've ever been the victim of injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are too darn expensive, I can understand. I happen to agree. I think attorneys are way too expensive. In fact, you could also go at it yourself, but doing it yourself can be confusing and frustrating, and that's why people hire attorneys, because they don't want to deal with it. There is a middle road. It's where you learn something about the court system through jurisdictionary.com. It's for the people that don't have attorneys, and it arms you with information on how to use the court's rules. And until you know their rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's a 4-CD course, and it's so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Go to jurisdictionary.com, get their free tools like their free legal flowchart, weekly tips and tactics newsletters, legal dictionary, and free videos. And then, of course, you can buy the course over at jurisdictionary.com. Use their pull-down menu when you check out, and let them know you heard about it on Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE. Your comments are certainly welcome. We're talking about gay parents and how they're different, and in some ways, arguably, maybe better than straight couples. In general, overall, on average, not to say that, you know, gay couples are always better than straight couples. That's certainly not the point that's being made here. But there is a lot of fear out there surrounding gay people being able to adopt children. And, of course, a lot of that fear comes from organized religion, like the Catholic Church, that actively propagates this particular brand of fear-mongering, and not from any sort of logical thought process, not from any sort of evidence-based reality.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Right, based on cliches, based on myth, and based on lies, and
fear,
bigotry, and fear. So we're trying to dispel some of that here, Julia, and you have a piece from the Huffington Post, and it's fairly lengthy, but there's more from which that you'd like to share.
Right. Well, we talked about some of the things that, like were better supposedly, or not supposedly, but were on average a little better than straight parents, and that was that it seems that gay parents are A, more committed, and B, much more willing to adopt minorities, special needs kids, which is so honorable. I really like that. I get a warm and fuzzy in my heart when I think about this. So the article now goes on to talk about whether or not they're good parents, because I think some people would say, okay, well, that's all well and good. They like to adopt kids, but how do the kids turn out, right?
Mm.
Research has shown that the kids of same-sex couples, both adopted and biological, fare no worse than the kids of straight couples on mental health, social functioning, school performance, and a variety of other life success measures. In a 2010 review of virtually every study on gay parenting, New York University sociologist Judith Stacy and the University of Southern California sociologist Tim Babbitt found that no differences between children raised in homes with two heterosexual parents and children raised with lesbian parents. There is no doubt whatsoever from the research that children with two lesbian parents are growing up to be just as well-adjusted and successful as children with male and female parents. There is very little research on the children of gay men, so Stacy and Bibar couldn't draw conclusions on these families, but Stacy suspects that gay men will be the best parents on average. That is a speculation, she said. But if lesbian parents have to really plan a child, it's even harder for gay men. Those who decide to do it are thus likely to be extremely committed. Hmm. Gay men may also experience fewer parenting conflicts, she added. Most lesbians use donor sperm to have a child, so one mother is biological and the other is not, which could create conflict because one mother may feel closer to the kid. With gay men, you don't have that factor. Neither of them gets pregnant. Neither of them breastfeeds, so you don't have that asymmetry built into the relationship.
Well, they could still hire a surrogate mom.
They could. But I guess it's not that
probably
common.
Probably not common.
Like, I think what there's...
It's probably more likely
that a woman would want to have their own child. You know what I mean? That seems a lot more likely. Two heterosexual parents of the same educational background, class, race, and religion are more like each other in the way that they parent is one is like all other women and one like all other men. I think I said that sentence wrong. I don't know.
Move on.
Yes, moving on. So, nurturing tolerance. In fact, the only consistent places you find difference between how kids of gay parents and kids of straight parents turn out are in issues of tolerance and open-mindedness, according to Goldberg. He conducted an in-depth interview with 46 adults with at least one gay parent. 28 of them spontaneously offered that they felt more open-minded and more empathetic than people not raised in their situation.
Spontaneous, meaning they weren't asked a question about that. It was just something that they came up with.
Yeah. These individuals felt like their perspectives on family, on gender, on sexuality have largely been enhanced by growing up with gay parents. Hmm. One 33-year-old man with a lesbian mother told Goldberg, I feel like...
Well, we can't have that. We just can't have kids being more tolerant.
I feel like I'm more open, more well-rounded, having been raised in a non-traditional family, and I think that those who know me would agree. My mom opened me up to a positive impact of differences in people. Children of gay parents also reported feeling less... I've never seen this word. Stymied?
Yes, like, S-T-Y-M-I-E-D,
yes.
Stymied.
By gender stereotypes than they would have if they were raised in straight households. That's likely because gays and lesbians tend to be more... another word. I went to government school, so I guess I'm not so smart.
Word?
Egalitarian?
Egalitarian. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Enlighten me.
Oh, God, I don't know what the definition is. Like, I know the word, but...
Okay, well, egalitarian relationships than straight couples... They're also less wedded to be rigid about gender stereotypes.
Egalitarian, asserting, resulting from, or characterized by belief in the equality of all people, especially in political, economic, and social life.
Yeah. See, you learn something new every day on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I do learn something new. And stymied is usually to be confused, I think.
Really? Yeah. I feel stupid for being on the radio and not knowing what those words mean. But
you were stymied by the word stymied.
I was. If same-sex marriage does disadvantage kids in any way, it has nothing to do with their parents' gender and everything to do with society's reaction towards the family. That's sad to me, because I was thinking...
Run that by me one more time.
If it disadvantages kids in any way, it has nothing to do with their parents' gender and everything to do with society's reaction towards the family.
That is being a child in a gay household.
Because I feel like my experience with public school was awful.
Yeah,
and
most people's.
And I feel like it would probably be worse for a kid with a gay parent.
For
but
sure.
That's not to say that it matters. I mean, I think I'm a better person because of my high school experience, which was that I got kicked out and stopped going. Right?
Thank goodness.
So I don't necessarily view it as a bad thing, but that's not to say that it's not hard growing
right.
up.
Right, it's bad when it's happening.
Yes.
You're looking at it in retrospect.
Right, exactly.
Saying,
it made
well,
me a stronger
grew,
person.
Right, you grew from the experience. And 855-453, stymie, to hinder, to block, to thwart. A situation, it's also a noun, stymie. A situation or problem presenting such difficulties as to discourage or defeat any attempt to deal with or resolve it. More coming up, 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you can visit our mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, most smartphones these days, you don't have to go to the mobile site. You can go to the full site if you want to. But if you want quick access to the live streams and the podcast, that's the way to do it. M, as in mobile, freetalklive.com. And another great website to check out, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get a free audiobook from Audible. They've got a huge selection of audiobooks: business, classics, fiction, erotica, new releases, history, sci-fi, and pretty much whatever else you can think of. It's a great way to get in the reading that you really want to do, but maybe you feel like you just don't have time or that you just can't make the time to sit down with a book. If you're already traveling, well, you just pop an audiobook on in your CD player or your USB drive. Like a lot of the car stereos these days have USB drives on them, so you can just pop this audiobook, these MP3s, on the USB drive and plug it in your car, and you're good to go. AudiblePodcast.com/FTL. You can go and download a free audiobook. It is so simple, and their system's great. AudiblePodcast.com/FTL. Let's go to Dave, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Dave. You're on with Ian and Julia. What's on your mind tonight?
I believe Julia was on last Monday, and a conversation came up about something about hippies or something, and I didn't catch the whole comment.
I think it was about my food preferences.
Food preferences?
Yeah, I was talking about how I like hippie food, some hippie food, but I don't like to shop with the hippies.
Like to shop with hippies. Well,
yes.
I was thinking about moving out there, but I'm contemplating it now because I didn't realize there was sensitivity to hippies there.
I am kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, you take it back now, do
well,
you?
Well, I'm saying it in a funny way. Like, I don't care what you do or what you're like.
I feel hearing a hint of that in the conversation tonight, actually, when it comes to the topic that that you guys are talking about.
What are you hearing a hint of?
The same thing going on in this conversation this evening, where there's a little bit of a little twist there. May I ask how old you are?
Me?
Yeah.
27.
I don't know if I understand what you're saying. Like, what twist are you suggesting here?
No, in the same kind of feeling that I'm getting from the last time, the conversation that was said last week was something to do with not particularly liking hippies, and you were having a conversation with a guy that was talking about possibly moving there and then changing his mind, I believe.
No. The hippie conversation was because we were talking about Amazon.com. Ian asked me if I ordered food from there recently, and I said, yeah, because I like to buy some hippie foods, but I don't feel comfortable in the hippie store. That was the hippie conversation.
But that doesn't mean you don't like hippies?
I don't care about hippies. I just...
Well,
the natural food environment store, I don't feel comfortable.
Julia's
I feel
very
out
antisocial.
Of place.
She's very antisocial. She doesn't know how to actually, like, go out and
that
food
is not
shop.
True.
Oh.
I love to go grocery shopping. He's wrong. And I'm 27, by the way.
Okay, well, I just was kind of curious because it seemed a little bit limited when you're trying to promote a free state movement, in a sense, right?
I don't have a hippie.
Julia,
move
quit
on
driving
up.
People. Quit driving people
anyway,
away from this.
Move on up, hippies.
I guess I'll just chalk me up to one of the guys that might not move out there.
Well, I don't think you should judge any kind of a movement based on what one person says or does.
Yeah.
If you were honestly considering, maybe you're just joking, and I hope you are.
I agree completely. I love you guys all the time, and I'm not planning on moving. I live far enough north already.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, if you love freedom and you love liberty, then there's no reason not to move a little bit east and come to New Hampshire. You're in Ithaca, New York, and I don't know. I wouldn't want to stay in New York. You're actually originally from there, Julia, not Ithaca, but
yeah,
from
Long
New York.
Island.
And
that might explain it, then.
I was only there for 6 years.
Yeah,
I grew up in
there, huh?
I grew up in Idaho and Florida.
I can tell you there was this one guy named Dave, Thunder Dave, from Louisiana, who came up here to visit a couple of years ago, and he was like hippie to the max. He had like a tie-dye t-shirt on, he had long hair, and he was just one of the coolest guys that I think I've met. So I have no issue with hippies.
Hey,
I've known a number of them.
I've just given you a hard time.
In my time. And I could, like, I don't know, what do you, how do you define hippie anyway?
I've been trying to figure that out for a long time. I don't know.
Like, if it's somebody who's cool with getting high and is open-minded, then I would qualify as a hippie.
Well, then a whole bunch of people could be hippies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that, you know, the Free State Project is a movement where you'll find everything from hippies to total squares.
Sure.
And Julia is
and
in between.
And hippie
somewhere.
Haters like me.
and her in between. I get it.
Very good, Dave. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
It's just that I don't feel like I fit in. You know what I mean? Like, when you go...
you don't want to admit that you're slowly becoming a hippie. Granola
if
eating.
If you go to one of these, like, okay, let's say there was a whole
vegetarian.
Foods around here. I'm not a vegetarian.
Not quite.
No. If there was, like, a Whole Foods around here, right? That's like a supermarket-sized natural store. That's like a... And it's a big chain.
Right. And you still wouldn't feel comfortable there.
I would feel comfortable in a Whole Foods.
Why?
Because it's bigger. Like, there's...
You feel more anonymous in a larger store? Is that the idea?
Look, here's what I know. There's one natural food store here in Keene.
Yeah.
It is small. It is teeny. And when I go in there, I am surrounded by people with dreadlocks. I feel really out of place. I don't feel like I can... properly shop because I feel like there's people all around. I just don't like it. It's not a pleasant shopping experience for me. That's
so the
all.
Store is just too popular for your liking. There's too many people in there.
There's too many hippies.
Too many people.
It's just not a pleasant shopping experience. I don't feel like I fit
in. Not because they're not nice.
No.
They're plenty nice.
No.
You just don't want them to know you as a customer. Is that it?
I don't care about the people that work there.
Really? It's the other customers. That
yeah, they're just, it's too small. Like it's
but
not
aren't
even
the staff
it's not
like
even
the
necessarily
hippies?
The hippies. It's the store itself. It's too small.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
you're
it's
running
very,
into too many hippies.
Very overpriced. Yes, there's just hippies everywhere.
Too many hippies per minute
per square mile.
Yeah,
right per square inch. There's too many hippies. But
poor
it's
thing.
Small. It's overpriced. And that's why I order from Amazon.com.
They're all overpriced, though. I mean,
no,
all
but
the
this one's
Whole
way
Foods.
More overpriced.
Are you telling me that
way.
They're more than like a Whole Foods would be?
Way. Okay.
I've been to the Whole Foods before, and I was shocked at how expensive it was.
Oh, Whole Foods is expensive too, but there's a co-op in Brattleboro, and mm-hmm. that place is pretty hippie-ish too. But it's not as bad as the one here. And actually, they're building a co-op here, and I'm very excited because it's going to be
this
brand
the one
new.
Where they took taxpayer dollars?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope not. But either way, I'm excited because it's going to be brand new and clean. The one in Brattleboro is pretty old and grungy looking. That kind of bugs me. But they have stuff in bulk there, and it's so much cheaper than it is. Mm. Like, I eat oats for breakfast, right? That's what I like to eat for breakfast during the week. And I can find oats in the bulk section at the co-op in Brattleboro for 10 cents a serving. And it's cheaper than anything I can get at the cheapest grocery stores here.
You need to start appreciating hippies more. We need to have a hippie appreciation day for you.
Where I face my fear and I'm just surrounded by hippies.
Yes, you should come out to Occupy Keene or something.
No,
like that.
I'm all set.
But you're doing a blog. You're making a food blog, and you're going to have them blog. You know, you want them to come to your website, right? I mean, you don't want to scare them away.
Okay.
Right? So you've got to be able to relate to the hippies.
I can probably relate on many cooking issues, but...
You've done lots of drugs in the past, and you're cooking. And
I don't hate hippies. It's kind of a joke.
That's
it's
good.
Just I don't like that store.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's
kind of a joke.
I
don't like the environment.
Kind of
there's aspects of the hippies' culture that I don't like.
I'm glad to hear it's kind of a joke because you scared Dave, and you know you didn't know you were scaring Dave.
No, I didn't.
When you were talking about that, so now it's all out in the clear. We're okay. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Hey, speaking of kind of hippie things, or maybe hipster is more accurate, Starbucks is going to be... maybe Starbucks isn't hipster anymore. It's just probably too mainstream.
Yes, way too mainstream.
But Starbucks is going to be adding alcohol to their menu. Can you believe that? 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Okay, we just need to say it's just not
you.
My scene.
That's
I think
cool.
It's a better way to word it.
There you go.
If you are a hippie and you are nice and you talk to me and I like you as a person, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're a hippie. I'm not talking to you.
You just don't want to buy any patchouli.
Exactly. Exactly.
But you don't have it. You don't have a problem like sharing a joint with a hippie.
No.
All right. So 855-450-FREE. By the way, you know, good study in contrast with the variety in the movement here, because Dave was talking about how maybe he won't come to New Hampshire
because I hate hippies.
He was just joking about
that.
I know. But it is interesting to look at the kind of people that are in this movement, and it is a wide cutting movement. I mean, there are like the squares. You know, there are the people that are just the well dressed, church going kind of people, and then there are the guys that are going to pull out the bongo drums at the for the drum circle in the middle of the hotel lobby at the Liberty Forum. Were you there the year of the drum circle? Yeah, you roll your eyes as you say that.
Drums.
You're not a fan.
I don't
of
like it if it's not electronic. I'm biased. I don't like that kind of music.
So, but that doesn't mean that you don't like the people that are playing the drums, right?
No, I'm fine with the people that are playing the drums.
Yeah, so there's different people that are in this movement. So there's like some people living out in this place called the Domes, which is more of like a communal living kind of place, I think. I don't know. I've never lived there. I don't want to live there. And then there are people that are, living in more kind of family setups. And then there are single people and couples. There's a variety of folks. The one thing that unites us is that we all believe in liberty, meaning that the people that are the squares believe that the people with the bongo drums should be free to have their bongo drums. And the people with the bongo drums believe that the people who are squares should be free to have their square family lives. And everybody's cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to join us at the Liberty Forum, it's coming up, freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more, but we already told you about that earlier. So 855-450-FREE, Starbucks expanding out to wine and beer.
That seems very out of place for me.
Does like, it?
It just seems weird.
I don't know. Starbucks kind of has this rep as the, you know, more of an upper crust kind of hoity-toity coffee shop, right? No?
I guess. I love Starbucks. They got a peppermint mocha that, man.
Well, you like wine too, don't you?
Sure, but I don't know if I want to go to Starbucks to have a wine. You know what I mean? I think it's that environment because there's two, well, I don't even like bars. I was going to say there's two places I like to drink, and one would be a bar and one would be a restaurant. And it's pretty much only restaurant. The Keen bar scene is awful, and I hate it more than I hate hippies.
I don't get it. There's a lot of bars in Keen.
I'm talking about the bar scene in Keen is like the college kids, you know,
yeah.
Thursday night at the railroad. Wobble at the cobble. No?
Isn't it like that everywhere? Aren't bars like that everywhere? Bars attract college kids and
yeah,
young people?
Yeah, but they're like, no, it's
would you rather go to
here.
A, would you rather go to a honky-tonk bar? I mean, what
I have
what
been
kind of
to
bar
plenty
do you
of bars
to?
In the United States. A classy bar.
Okay.
And there just isn't one in Keene. Vendetta's the closest. But bars are too expensive and the atmosphere isn't just isn't my thing. But I love to drink at restaurants.
I see.
But I like to drink with food. Mm. And I know you're going to bring up maybe that Starbucks is getting some food, but
apparently
not real food. Like, if I'm going to eat, I want a glass of wine with, like, not, it doesn't have to be meat, but it's like a good, like
meat.
A real.
I said meal.
Oh, I thought you said meat. I was like, no. Just a meal. You know what I mean? Not like a pizza and beer at Starbucks. That just doesn't seem like a good atmosphere to me.
Well, the company, according to the Associated Press, has said that it's going to start selling wine, beer, and premium foods like small plates and hot flatbread sandwiches at 4 to 6 stores in Atlanta and another 4 to 6 in Southern California by the end of the year. Now, how they're going to prepare this food, I don't know. There's not a whole lot of room back there.
I wonder if it's going to... Because I don't know how they prepare their stuff now, but have you ever had a Starbucks, like, muffin or something?
No, it just comes right in off
the
truck,
disgusting.
Right?
It's disgusting. Disgusting. Starbucks food is not good.
Yeah, maybe
I've
had
one. It's stale, it's old, it's like I've never had a pleasant experience with any sort of Starbucks treat. So when they... Like, they're good at coffee. Stick the coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know about this food business. I don't, it doesn't sound good to me.
Starbucks certainly overexpanded in the past. Remember there was news about them
shutting down
400 stores or something like that? So clearly they got too big for their britches. It was the good times of the good economy, and they overexpanded, and then they had to shut down. So maybe they're getting too diversified here. Maybe this is another mistake on their part.
I think it is, but that's just my speculation.
But apparently they are going to be doing this at 4 to 6 stores in Atlanta, another 4 to 6 in Southern California by the end of 2012. So it's going to be a slow build. However, they are saying that they have already tested the wine and beer concept at a store in Seattle. And also, it's serving beer and wine at 5 stores in Seattle and 1 in Portland, Oregon. They haven't released numbers on whether the new drinks have increased traffic, but says the change has been popular with customers. Wine and beer lists will differ by region, and the coffee giant says the alcoholic offerings, which won't be available until the afternoon, will help it attract evening customers and expand its appeal to community groups and book clubs looking for spaced meets. Because I guess not everybody wants to get a coffee buzz going on after 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, coffee. I guess it depends who you are, because I can drink coffee right before bed and pass out.
1-855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up whatever it is
I would be
that's on your mind.
Very interested to see what brand of beers they're serving. It's got to be bottled beer, right? Not draft?
Like I don't know. I guess it did say wine and beer. Hmm. Good question. I guess we'll find out as time goes on. It's just kind of interesting to see a big chain like that going in a completely different direction. You know, I guess the one drug wasn't enough, caffeine. Now they want to deal. And essentially, Starbucks is a drug dealer. If you think about it, that's really what they
sell good drugs too.
Yeah, and I remember last time I heard that they had like a discount drug offer where if you buy a cup of coffee in the morning, they give you a coupon for like half off another cup later on to try to bring you back later on during the day.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's your thing, then by all means, go for it. But it's also, you know, big, that you, getting a beer and wine license is something.
Well, that was my thought is for a chain that large who's never dealt with that, to, like, legally, there's a lot of hoops that you have to jump through to get a beer and wine license, so that's interesting.
I know, I wouldn't want to have to deal with that crap.
No.
Everything I've ever heard about, you can sell a cup of coffee to anybody. I mean, a kid walks through the front door, you can sell an 8-year-old a cup of coffee, and nobody's going to think twice about it. But you bring beer and wine into your business, and all of a sudden, then you've got to deal with possible sting operations. You've got to train all the employees to ID the customers, and it's a whole different
ballgame. I wonder if children will be allowed in there, because I know that a lot of state, it depends on the state, I think, but a lot of places have, like, weird laws about whether or not children can be in a...
Good point. Yeah, I just heard the other day that I was talking with some folks. We're talking about how one of the bars here, you can just walk right in and there's no bouncer or anything like that, at least at a certain time during the day, or, you know, during the afternoon hours, there's no one checking anything at the door. There's just one bartender, and that's it. And somebody made the comment that in Philly, it's not like that at any bar. And in a lot of cities, apparently, like, there's a bouncer at the door of every single bar that's checking ID. No, there's no exception to it. And it was one of those moments where I just, you know, it was one of those moments where it's like, wow, you know, things really are different around here in New Hampshire. There's just some things that New Hampshire is better about. I mean, we've got our problems, no doubt. New Hampshire has a severe set of problems because it's not the free state yet. But it's nice to be able to walk into a bar without having to be checked for ID right out the gate.
Seems like a club, you know what I mean, to have to be ID'd at the outside. I've never been to a bar where I've had to be ID'd on the outside. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, as soon as you walk in, I don't know if the bouncer's outside.
No, but I've never been. I've only been to bars where I get ID'd at the bar.
Huh?
When I order a drink.
Even in big cities?
Yeah.
Okay, because the guy I knew from Philly's was like every.
I believe him. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's the case, and it might be a Philadelphia like city
law. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Or
city laws.
State law, but I just haven't come across that.
So.
I'm not a bar go, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like I'm a seasoned bar hopper.
But you're right, though. I mean, these are the things that Starbucks would have to deal with. I mean, as a chain, having to deal with all of the different individual regulations in each area just to sell a few glasses of wine, it would really have to be worthwhile. Like, you'd really have to sell a fair amount of product in order for it to pay off. So we'll see what happens.
Very interesting.
I suppose. So tomorrow night you can join us, of course, online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And we'll talk about a whole bunch of other stuff then. In the meantime, have a good night. FreeTalkLive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.